వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of March, 1967, in San Francisco, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. నమోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీతి నామిని శ్రీవార్షభానవీ దేవీ దయితాయ కృపార్థయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవీ నమః. మాధుర్యుజ్జ్వల ప్రమార్ధ శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిర శ్రీగౌర కరుణాశక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమస్తే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణీ శ్రీముత్తై దీనతారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధ్యాప సిద్ధాంత దంతహారిణి శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాషాది గౌర్భక్తవింద. హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధు దీనవంద జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ బ్రహ్మానుసృతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. తత్రోపాయ సహస్రాణాం అయం భగవతో విదః జదీశ్వరే భగవతి యథా జయీ రంజసారతి. సో ఇన్ లాస్ట్ మీటింగ్ వీ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు క్రాస్ ది సీడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. బీజ నిర్హరణం యోగ Bija, so long the seed is there, we may practice something for spiritual realization, meditation, or the gymnastic yoga, or there are so many other things. But the seed is there. We may be forgetful of our existence, nirman, void, or hallucination, but because the bees, the seed is there, as soon as the effect of such imperfect method is finished, again you come to that. Again, this is the bees. The same example, just like weeds in the field, they appear completely dried up. There is no more. But as soon as there are drops of red, again it becomes green, because the seed is there. So, if you want to wipe out the seed of this material existence, then Prahlad Maharaj recommends, the tatra upayo sahasranam, there may be many hundreds and thousands of process for wipe out. Not wipe out, just to bring you to some transcendental position, forgetfulness of your material existence. There may be. But Prahlad Maharaj says, the sahasranam ayam bhagavato ditaha, the method of Krishna consciousness described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, jadishare bhagavati jathajai ranjasarati, this can give you the wiping out method. If you come to Krishna consciousness, then the seed of material existence will be completely stopped. Because there will be no... It is very practical. What is this Krishna consciousness? We have described several times that Anukullena Krishnanusilanam, why this sound? Anukullena Krishnanusilanam, you have to serve Krishna favorably, that's all. And in another passage we find that Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richad. Krishna consciousness means that these, our senses, at the present moment, they are engaged in material activities. So you have to change the rubber stamp, simply. You have to act. Not that by Krishna consciousness you will be a dull stone. No. The activity will be there. Therefore, sometimes we are misunderstood. That what sort of Krishna consciousness is there? They are also eating, or they are also typewriting, they are also going to office, they are also working, and everything is there. They are looking after printing press and so many things, everything. What is this Krishna? Because it is simply being done on account of Krishna. The consciousness is the same. Your consciousness, my consciousness is the same. If you apply to certain objective, that is called that consciousness. Similarly, if you apply your consciousness simply for Krishna, anukullena Krishna anusilanam, just favorably, engage your senses for the purpose of Krishna. As Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, jiddhasama manusmara, you fight, at the same time, think of me. That is the prescription. So, Arjuna, he was a fighter. In the beginning, he was a fighter. At the end, he remained a fighter. He did not change his position. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, he did not change his position. He was a fighter and he became a mendicant. Or he became a swami. No, he did not become a swami. He remained this fighter. But the account was changed. Rubber stamp was changed. That's all. He was considering fighting from his own standard point of view. He was thinking, how can I fight with my grandfather? How can I fight with my teacher? How can I... So he was thinking on his personal account. But when Krishna informed him, instructed him, Bhagavad Gita, that your business is to fight for me, and he changed his decision. This is Krishna consciousness. You have to change your position only. That's all. This is Bhagavata. This is, if you practice acting only for Krishna, then that seed of your material existence will be wiped completely. So that is bija nidharanam, wiping out the seed altogether. Guru susasraya bhaktya sarvalhabha arpanena cha sangena sadhu bhaktyanam ishara aradhanena cha. Now he is prescribing what is Krishna consciousness, how to practice it. The practice is, the first thing is, Prahlad Maharaj recommends, Guru Shushrusha. Guru Shushrusha means that you have to first of all select a spiritual master. Without a teacher, without guidance, nobody can make any process. Even if you have passed MA and if you want to put some thesis, and if you want to get yourself doctorate degree, then it is the system that the thesis should be guided by 3 expert PhDs. This is the system. So similarly, if you want to be purely a Krishna conscious person, then you must select a person who can give you instruction, who can guide you in the matter of Krishna consciousness. So, Bhagavad Gita also teaches us the same thing, that vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to understand that transcendental science, then you have to understand from an expert. Upadikshanti tad jnanam. The expert who is expert in that knowledge, he will instruct you. Upadikshanti tad jnanam. Jnanina tattva darshana. One who has actually realized, he will teach you. Therefore, you have to go such a person. And in the Kathopanishad, Vedas, it is also stated the same thing. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche. If you want to learn the science, the transcendental science, then you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Who is bona fide spiritual master? That is also mentioned. Samitmani sotriyam brahmanishtam. The spiritual master, there are two signs. What is that? Srotriyam. Srotriyam means he is coming in discipling succession by hearing process. This is very important. One has to hear from the superior, not to manufacture. One has to hear, because the subject matter is transcendental beyond our senses. Simply the same example. If you want to know something about India, and because I have come from India, you can ask me what is the Indian condition, I can present perfectly. But you cannot imagine, or you have to read some books of India. So this is the process of knowledge. So in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, evam parampara praptam imam rajar sevidu, that parampara by disciplic succession. So guru means srotriyam, who has heard nicely, perfectly, from his spiritual master. And his spiritual master must have heard from his spiritual master. In this way, God, ultimately Krishna becomes the spiritual master. Just like Krishna instructed Arjuna. And if you follow the principles of Arjuna, as he heard, as he understood, then you also hear from Krishna. What did he do, Krishna? Arjuna, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he said, oh, my dear Krishna, nasto moha, my illusion is over, tat prasada, by your kindness. That means, you have so kindly instructed me, now my illusion is over. Then, what you are going to do? Your illusion is over, karise tat bachanam, I shall act as you are advising me. That means I shall fight. So, evam kura. So Arjuna understood Krishna in this way. That is a fact you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Now if you follow the principle, the footprints of Arjuna, then Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita in this way. Now if you follow the principles of Arjuna, then you understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not very difficult. That is stated, what Arjuna understood, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavak. He accepted that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody knows about your personality. These things are described there. So you haven't got to labor very hard. If you simply follow Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha, if you follow the footprints of great personalities like Arjuna, like Narada, like Brahma, like Shankaracharya, like Ramanujacharya, they are there. Their precepts and their injunction is there. But you have to select a person, a bona fide spiritual master. You have to see that whether he is actually in that disciplic succession. And how you can test it? You will test it that a bona fide spiritual master will instruct you the same thing as Krishna instructs. How it is that Krishna said that sarvadharman parityajamamekam saranam vraja, you give up all engagements and you just surrender unto me. The spiritual master will say the same thing, that you surrender to Krishna. He will not say not to Krishna but to something else nonsense. He is not a spiritual master. Just try to understand. This is parampara system. Krishna said that you surrender unto me And spiritual master will say, you surrender unto Krishna. Not that, not to Krishna, but to me. Just this is the point. Therefore, a bona fide spiritual master means there is no difference of instruction from the original instructor and down to this point. He is bona fide spiritual master. So, therefore, you have to select. If you actually want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, then you have to select. It requires some labor, or it requires some intelligence, that's all. But it's not very difficult. There are still in this world direct disciplic succession, but you have got some intelligence. Then you can understand. Prahlad Maharaj says, tatra guru shushushaya bhaktya. So you have to begin your spiritual, your Krishna consciousness by accepting a bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession. And your first business will be guru shushusha. Shushusha means to please the supreme spiritual master by service. Sevaya, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to learn that transcendental science, then you have to adopt three processes in the beginning. You have to select a bona fide spiritual master, then you have to surrender, the same surrender process. You have to select such a spiritual master that you can surrender there. If you think, Swamiji or this spiritual master is less intelligent than me, or less educated than me, or less in so many ways, then you cannot select a spiritual master. You have to select another person. Where you will find that here is a mind, here is a man, where I can surrender. Yes, he is greater than me in so many respects. Therefore, I can surrender. This is called pranipa. So, selection of spiritual master means, first of all, you must agree that here is a personality where I can bow down my head. Yes. But everyone is proud. Why shall he bow down before a person? Unless he understands that here is a personality who is greater than me. So, this is the first condition, pranipat. Pranipat means prakishta rupena nipa. You have to become blank slate. Now, sir, whatever I have learned, I forget. It is now blank slate. Now you write whatever you like. This is the first condition. Panipatena and sevaya. Seva means service. So because the service is one thing, so one has to serve the spiritual master. It is indicated that even if you are the greatest personality, you have to approach and serve the spiritual master just like ordinary menial servant. Menial servant. If the spiritual master says, my dear boy, you just cleanse my shoes, or any, I'm going to have a meal, he will be ready. This is called seva. And pranipatena sevana sevaya, pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Pariprasna means where you cannot understand, you must place, sir, I cannot understand this portion. This is the process. So, this is called shushrusha. Prahlad Maharaj says, guru shushrusaya bhaktya. And with devotion, with love and faith, not officially, because I have kept a pet spiritual master, so officially I have to know, with faith and devotion. And sarva labha atpanenacha. The brahmachari system means that he should live with his spiritual master and collect fund. Of course, in India still the system is there that four kinds of social orders. The brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. There are four divisions in the social order. First, the righteous, pious students. Students with purified life and spiritual education. That is called brahmachari. Then, grihastha, family life, living with wife and children. then Banaprastha, retired life, then Sannyas, renounced life. So these grihasthas are meant for maintaining three other ashramas. A grihastha, a householder, because he is given the license for sense enjoyment, therefore he has to compensate his sensual gratification by giving charities to other three ashramas, brahmachari, manaprastha and sannyas. So the system is, any brahmachari or any sannyasi goes to a householder, mother, give me some alms, I am brahmachari, you will advance give. So this is the system. So the brahmachari's business is that he will earn everything, but it is for his spiritual master. Everything inside, I have given you. He doesn't possess anything. This is brahmachari. Even there is the injunction that if the spiritual master forgets to call the brahmachari, my dear boy, come and take prasadam, he will not touch by his own accord. Because Guru Maharaj has forgotten to call him, he will fast on that day. There are so many restrictions, of course, in the Vedic scripture. So brahmachari means that he has no personal profit. And do you mean to say that the spiritual master will take from the brahmachari everything and he will grab the whole thing for his personal sense enjoyment? No. Whatever he receives, he offers to Krishna, for Krishna. So therefore, Krishna, the offering is to Krishna through the transparent bhaya media of spiritual master. Because directly I do not know Krishna, directly I do not know how to offer Krishna, therefore my business is there to offer it through the agent. Just like if you want to pay something to the government, you have to pay to the treasury, not directly to president. You have to pay to the treasury. Similarly, this is the process of understanding Krishna consciousness. Guru Shushusaya Bhaktya Sarvalava Atpanena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam. And you have to live with society who are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha. Simply official offering will not help you. You have to contact. Therefore this association requires, the society's necessity, to give chance to the people that they may come and live in the society and they reform their character, their habits. That is required. These are all recommended. Sangena sadhu bhaktana. Sadhu bhaktana. Sadhu and bhakta. Not the kormis. There are different classes of men. Some of them are called kormis, some of them are called gyanis, some of them are called yogis, and some of them are called bhaktas or devotees. So here, Prahlad Maharaj does not recommend that you have to make your association with kormis, or you have to make your association with gyanis, or you have to make your association with the yogis. But here it is clearly stated, sangena sadhu bhaktana. Sadhu means devotee. And bhakta means who is actually engaged in devotional service. With their association you have to develop. Not with the karmis. Who are karmis? Karmis means those who are after sense gratification. They will work hard day and night like any animal, and when they get some result, they engage all the profits in sense gratification. That is called karmi. And jnani means those who are still not in actual Krishna consciousness, but they are trying to understand that this life is not good. This hard life, this working day and night simply for sense gratification, it is not good. They are trying something else. So generally they come to enjoy mental speculation. Just like the karmis, they are trying to satisfy their senses. Similarly, the jnanis, they want to satisfy their mind. Their mind, at least a little more elevated, but still they are on the material platform. Because these senses and mind and intelligence, up to intelligence, this is all matter. There is no question of spiritual understanding. Mental speculators, they are not on the spiritual platform. They are on the material platform. So here, the yogis are still more farther advanced from jnana, from the mental speculative platform, when one comes to the platform of finding out the soul within by meditation, they are still elevated. So, but the bhaktas, they are already engaged. They have not only found out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are actually engaged in His service. They are called bhaktas, devotees. So here, Prahlad Maharaj, he recommends that first of all, you have to engage yourself under the guidance, under the service of a bona fide spiritual master, and then you have to keep yourself in association of the devotees, not with the yogis, not with the jnanis, not with the karmis. He is specifically mentioned. And sadhunam ishara aradhanena cha. And we, in their association, you have to worship the Supreme Lord. Worship. So this, in this age, the worship of Supreme Lord is very simple. The worship of Supreme Lord is very simple. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad that Krishna vannam tisa krishnam sangha pangas parsadam jaggai shankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhasa. In this age, Kali Yuga, there is incarnation of God. And what is that incarnation of God? That He is tisa akrishnam. His bodily complexion is not black. Krishna is blackish. But He is Krishna, that Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, and what is His business? Krishna Vannam. He is always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Varnayati. Krishna Vannam Tisa Krishna. And Sangha Pangasa Parsada. He is associated. You see the picture, he is associated with four others. And in this picture also he is associated. So, you put this picture or form before you and just go on chanting and dancing. This is worship. Just go on chanting and dancing. This is worship. That we are doing every day. No more. No more going to anywhere. You just keep Lord Chaitanya before you. And go on chanting and dancing. Your all worship finished. It's very simple. Very simple. We are simply just demonstrating everything. You can do it. You can have a picture like this, and you can chant with the tune. If you like, you can play the record and chant. That's very nice. So all worship is concentrated there. Here it is said that sadhu bhaktanam sangena and ishara aradhanena cha, and you have to worship. So if you make this process, then you become fully in Krishna consciousness wherever you live and whatever you are, and your life is perfect. And there is nothing objectionable. This picture anyone can have, this picture or small picture, whatever you can, like this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's picture, and offer him little fruits, and little flower, and little incense, and chant and dance. And never mind what you are, what is your condition, everything will come later on. Jina tina prakarena mana krishna nivesha. Somehow or other, you engage your mind in this process, then everything will come automatically. You'll know. You'll know what to do. And there is spiritual master guidance. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness.